First of all, I don't think that I'm busy, because I don't feel busy.
Yeah.
If I started to feel busy, I'd have to do something about it. I feel all the time nice and easy, and it's all fun, because the element of the Stoke Mandeville thing from its entirety has been the amount of fun that we've been able to give to people. For instance, when some of the lads went across to Cherbourg, for instance, on the ferry, and that was all, the whole ship was from Stoke Mandeville. That was enormous fun. All the coffee mornings, all the sitting in baths of custard, and all the sponsored this and that and the other, and parachute jumps. People have had an amazing amount of fun out of the appeal. Plus, because other charities have doubled up with us and gone a 50-50 deal, we've made probably £1 million for other charities. Yeah. So nobody's suffered. And in the last 18 months, 2 years, we've managed about £6 million, which is quite staggering. And I need another four. So I'm hoping that everybody will still want to have lots of fun, lots of sponsored walks, lots of good times, so that we can get the other £4 million. Because eventually, what I want to do is to hand the building, when it's finished, over to the people of Britain. Because that will be a monument to good times for people who have had accidents. And the vibes that go into every brick will be such that these poor people that come in from motor cars or falling off horses or motorbikes, they'll feel great because of the vibes coming off the bricks.
Right, absolutely. So particularly at this time, at Christmas, there will be a lot of people who are perhaps on their own, not with the family because they're in hospital or something. I want to say a special hello to them, obviously.
Well, indeed. Christmas time is actually, it's rather like a layer cake in a hospital. It's very good and it's very lonely. You're having such a great time because the nurses on the wards and the doctors and the others. It's a great time in a hospital, it's Christmas time, but occasionally you just catch yourself looking out the window and realising that you're not where you should be.
Right.
You should be at home, or you should be here, you should be there. So it's like a layer cake.
Yeah.
It's great, and it's just that little bit sad, but there's two distinct parts of it.
Right. Well, Jim, We're playing music, obviously. We're trying to pick everybody's favourite bit of music during the course of the programme. And I'm going to send you out during the record that you're playing to do us a favour, because you're good at carrying things, aren't you?
As it happens, my back is broad.
It is, isn't it? It's carried many things. Well, what about the choice? You've got quite a few years to choose from, haven't you?